Yes. Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Because He, the Lord Jesus, is above it all. And He is the one. And in Him we live and we move and we have our being. How you doing out there? How goes it amidst all that takes place on the earth at such a time as this? I'm giving this a try again, another drive time, different setup. We'll see how this whole thing sounds afterwards. But I got to take the chances and the times and the opportunities to connect with you guys out there, because there is so much going on right now, and we have to take the opportunities when we get them to come together. We have to take the opportunities where we have them to speak the truth, to encourage each other in that which is real, to carry on and to persist in the things that God is giving us to do, and to encourage one another in that. Because in all that takes place right now, you know, this is a crucial time, you guys, and this is not a time to lose heart. This is not a time to mistake or misunderstand the way that God works, because everything that He's given you up until now that you've been walking with and moving with has been consistent and true if you've been living with it. If you've been living the interpretations of the words of Christ, you know that which is real. If you've been living the interpretation of the words of Christ, you have been experiencing the blessing and the power and the purpose and the amazing journey that God has for you. But that, my friends, has just been that first stage, and we're transitioning. We're transitioning because God is moving. You know, not because we're moving. You know, we've been carrying on and consistently doing this. But when God moves, everything changes. When God speaks, everything changes. When God decides to transition anything, all of that, all the base reality, everything shifts. You know, one of the reasons why people are struggling to figure out, well, what's going on right now? Well, what's going on is that God has been moving. And as He has stepped in and is pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh, that's creating a wave of light in the Spirit, and it's continuing to go on and to persist, and to all is in flux. Now, the worlders fall apart because their thing is as much as possible about control and to be able to create a paradigm that they can now predict. You know, the world needs to be able to predict. If it can't predict, it can't sell you something, it can't market you something, it can't plan. But, you know, with the children of God, they're like the wind. They flow to and fro wherever the Spirit of God leads and guides them. That's just the way that we are. So, you know, there is a shift, because God is also making things known unto His people, unto His true ecclesia, His true church, those that truly follow Him and worship Him in spirit and in truth. He's making things known to us that were previously completely off limits. You know, God talked about certain things being sealed up unto the end. That's what He told John. He said, look, seal it up until the end. You know, or just don't write that down, mind you, sorry. He told that to Daniel, seal it up unto the end. So, you've got Daniel being instructed to seal that up, to go his way, take his rest. You've got John being told, don't write that down. And you've got things that will be revealed to the children of God in this time that have been previously unknown, previously withheld, previously beyond the scope of human ability, human understanding, human interaction. Because God
is moving and God is making things known. God is the one that is at work. Now, when God starts to open things up and God starts to build an understanding, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge, all understanding. It's got to come. It comes from Him. And so that is, if you don't have that, you don't have the starting point. If you don't have that, you don't have a beginning place from which to move forward. Now, the world can have all kinds of information. See, that's what the world does. They try to do a substitute for true wisdom, true knowledge, true understanding. What they try to do is the collective compiling of information. And then they want to default the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding piece to machines. Get machines to make those tough decisions and those tough choices and to interpret it. That's their answer for that which comes from God. That's their answer for the way that God would do things. But, you know, in the middle of all of this, it's amazing because all God has to do is just say one word and everything shifts. All God has to do is toss one thing in the mix. You remember with Pharaoh in Egypt when he was pursuing the children of Israel? And they were trying to follow them across the Red Sea. And all of a sudden, what happened? Well, one thing shifted. The Red Sea, that was solid, dry ground for the children of Israel, became it started to become real. The wheels got stuck, started to fall off in there. He got them stuck in the very place that served the children of Israel. And then when God told Moses, okay, let the water, you know, drop your hands now, they ended up being drowned in the Red Sea. The horse and rider drowned in the sea, where the same place where the children of God were able to walk by. Why? Because if God turns His back on you, if you know, the scriptures say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Well, the other side of that too is, if God be against you, who can help you? You know, if God be against you, who can help you? You know, it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. So, if God be against you, who can be for you? And I tell you what, there's people that God is against. There are people that God is against, and because they've aligned themselves with that which is Antichrist. So they've chosen, they've used their free will to put themselves in that spot, and by doing so, they have put themselves against God. So they've made God their enemy. Okay. Now, God loves His enemies, but boy, He's going to still wipe them out. You know, you get that, you get a window and an opportunity to repent if He's gracious and merciful to give you that. But if you don't get that, there's no, where else are you going to go? What else do you have to look forward to? What else can you possibly anticipate besides your own complete and total destruction? All right, so now, you know, as I was listening to my buddy Zeph talking a little bit earlier today, I always appreciate the word that comes through him and the way that God has been always using him in this space, in this paradigm. And, you know, he was speaking about something that God's been speaking to me about. Now, he was speaking about it in terms of a dream where he lost his keys. And, you know, it's been interesting because something God's been speaking to me about has been the keys. You know, there are keys, brothers and sisters, keys to accessing and to moving through and to being who God made you to be, and to accessing your birthright as a child of the living God in this paradigm. See, here's the thing. You, all right, what does the scriptures tell us? The scriptures tell us that we are seated in heavenly places, right? Okay, so you're seated in heavenly places. What does that mean? Well, if you're seated in heavenly places, then who? What is this primary consciousness here? Okay, so this primary consciousness that you're in here is a projection of true reality. It's not real, because none of us stay in this reality. You know, we know there's not a soul that came into this world that stays in this world. So that which is your experience here, your projection of your higher self. You are a projection of your higher self here on this earth at such a time, quote unquote, such a time as this. You are a projection of your higher self. So now, that being the case and that being the truth, then, okay, well, what manifestation, what configuration is your projection here? Because that is a higher dimension, right? The projection of spirit from which we are here in this realm, that is a higher dimension. You struggling with this one? Okay. Christ Jesus, the Word made flesh. He came onto the earth, into the earth, as a projection of who He is. He is I Am. So God said, okay, all right, here's the Word made flesh. And He came to the earth. That was a projection into this reality, a physical manifestation of that which was from the realm of the spirit. Did He stay in this world in that form? No. You know, He came, did what God had for Him to do, and left. And He says, better for you that I go, because when I go, I'm going to send my spirit. He's going to be with you. He's going to be in you. He's going to teach you, lead you, guide you into all truth. Okay, so now, you and I are projections of the truth. You and I are projections on this realm in such a time as this of who we are in the realm of the spirit. So now, what manifestation are we while we're here? And how do we access and tap into the true reality of who we are, our higher self? That space that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, okay, first key is Jesus Christ. First, because the keys, right? Okay, well, first key is Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Christ Jesus, I Am. Okay, there's another part of the key. I Am. Well, He's, you know, you got to be present, because God is right now. This is your moment. This right now is it. You know, Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you start to transition out of this three-dimensional space and you start to move into a higher dimension, well, in the higher dimension, there is no time. In fact, in this reality, there is no time, because in this reality here, we're just in loops. Because all time exists all the time. You know, that's sometimes when people see things prophetically, you know, all they're doing is just jumping forward into that which has already happened. They're just seeing a loop of that which has already happened. Now, you can switch between different places in this whole thing as well. You can tap into who you are in another expression of that. Okay. All right, let me explain that one a bit more. Okay. Well, when people say, talk about their salvation experience, for example, somebody will be going down a particular track in their life, and as they're going down that particular track, and then all of a sudden, one day, the revelation, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the revelation, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And all of a sudden, everything changed. Well, before that, they were in a particular loop. They were in a particular configuration. They were going, 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 going. And if nothing changed in that spot, if nothing changed, they would have continued on doing that forever. Peter would still be, would still have been going out in the fishing boat all the time. Nothing would have changed. But then he met Jesus. Jesus is a key. He's the first key of the keys. And in that key, and in that, all of a sudden, what did it do? It unlocked an entirely different loop of reality, and everything changed. You know, I'm going to make you fishers of men. All of a sudden, everything changed. All of a sudden, Peter got the chance to see who he was and who he would be in a totally different configuration. A totally different reality loop. A totally different... He's a new man, a new creation. Now the world... Now why does the world want to hide these keys from you? Because if they hide the keys from you, you're going to stay in the wheel and go around and around and around in this harvesting configuration, where they can suck the soul out of you and suck the life out of you, drain you of your gifts, drain you of that which God has put in you. That's the goal of the world system. And so if you bow down to the world and the world system and you become a slave to that thing, and they give you some trinkets, well, but they get your soul. So they give you something temporal and temporary for that which is eternal. So it's not a very good deal in the eternal sense, but for people that, you know, they perish for lack of knowledge, they don't know what they're giving up, they don't know what they're letting go of, they don't know the eternal consequence of their choice and their action, they go with that. And the world offers them, you know, we'll offer you all the way up to all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. Because they don't want to lose souls. And that's what they did with Jesus. Usually, people sell out for much less. You know, in the world, they sell out for much less. The devil doesn't have to take the offer that high. For the follower of Christ, you've been given the keys, my brothers and sisters of the living God. You've been given the keys to be able to go to and fro, to access the higher dimensions, to move forward in the things of the living God. You've been given the keys to be able to also even shift between loops of, now, to the world or to somebody looking from a temporal mindset, all they're going to see is you, they're just going to see a timeline. Because that's the only way that they can see. They're stuck. But for the transition, for the child of God, you shift from glory to glory, from strength to strength. You move in the reality that God has for you. So you are a present manifestation of who you are. You're an accumulation of a manifestation of who you are right now. So as you move forward in that which God puts in you, you're going to see the manifestation. Now, God would have for you to use the keys that are there. You want to know some more of these. I'm still studying this thing out, all right? And God's still showing me this piece by piece. But there's something to the breath. I'll tell you that one too. There's something there. There's a key there. It is Jesus breathed on them. God, there's a lot to do with our breath. The very breath in your body is on loan from God. He puts his, it's just, there's something there. You know, what that is and how that works and how that can allow you to access a different state, to access a different state of being. Now, also too, let's talk a little bit about the states of beings and these loops. Okay, you have talked before about, you know, ocean examples. Well, if you've got a wave that's coming to crash on the ocean shore, and you've got somebody that's a surfer, okay, well, one guy could be riding the wave, one guy could be inside the break and getting pummeled by that wave, and then somebody else could be on the shore, the shoreline, watching this whole thing. And it's all the same wave. It's all in the same moment. It just depends on what position you're in. Are you watching it? Are you riding it? Are you being pummeled by it? It's all happening in that same moment. So you, my brother and sister in Christ, you're called to ride the wave. And the keys are given to the children of God so they can access their spiritual position, their spiritual destiny, so that they're able to be in the position that God wants them to be in for all that's on the horizon at such time as this. It's an incredible thing. God, there's so much right now. I'm excited for all of us for what God has taken us into the middle of. And I just want to encourage you guys, God bless you. God, we're praying for you. 20 on 20 is coming up pretty soon. Be in prayer. You know, all the little strange, crazy things and the witchcraft, all that kind of stuff. Hey, you've got the power in Jesus Christ to rebuke that, to send it back. In Jesus' name, I just do that right now for everybody listening and myself and everybody that I love and care about. In Jesus' name, we send it all back. And we just proclaim the blessing and the favor of God over all of us. Pray. Be in prayer. Trust God. Know that He's in control, because God has got this, and He wants us to be on point and just to be witnesses of the truth and what He's doing. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say hi. We'd love to hear from you guys, and keep on keeping on. We'll catch up with you guys sometime really soon. So keep up and trust, because God is in control and He knows exactly what He's doing. All right. We love you guys. God bless you. Bye.